We learned today that Minnesota's population is estimated now to be at 5.6 million residents, or more precisely, 5,611,200. And what we saw between 2017 and 2018, which are the most recent years of data, was really strong growth in the state. That was fueled by state-to-state migration to Minnesota and also by international immigration. Although we did see a bit of a modest decline in international immigration.
What do we attribute the increase to?
Well, I can say overall, most of the population growth that is happening in the state is because of births. People who are already living here are having children. But when we look at the pieces that are migration related, so people moving in and moving out, about 10,000 people were gained in the past year because of international immigration, and about 7,000 were gained as a result of domestic migration. So those two things are really helping to fuel our growth.
Now, I understand that there are implications for the amount of congressional delegates we have in Minnesota based on certain census numbers. What does this tell us about how many congresspeople we may have moving forward? Is it good news or bad news?
Well, this is good news because we've seen very strong growth in both 2017 and 2018. It certainly doesn't mean that we'll be able to keep that 8th congressional district once the 2020 census comes around, but the growth that we're seeing is kind of keeping us in the running. It's moving us in the right direction. It's going to be close.
All right. That's kind of what I was looking for, Susan, unless there's any other significant information from the numbers that you can think of or something that stood out to you as interesting.
I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is that, you know, we've seen 2 years now of gains, people moving here from other states. And those 2 years were preceded by 15 years of losses. So it has been our history for some time to lose more people than we gain from around the U.S., and the last 2 years have turned that trend around.
And do we have any sense of what the trend is going to do moving forward?
Well, it depends in part on how well our economy continues to perform. One of the reasons that people move here is because there are plenty of job opportunities. Employers are looking for workers in the state of Minnesota, and so that tends to fuel migration. But it really will depend if the economy continues to do as well as it's been doing in recent years, if that migration flow will continue.